What's going on, beautiful people? This is Mr. No Excuses and my man Jay.
What's going on? What's going on?
With another episode of the Hidden Truths Podcast, where we provide therapy through conversation, restoring trust and community advocacy, one conversation at a time. What are those skeletons you've been hiding in your closet? What are those uncomfortable conversations that you need to have that may be holding you back from your progress? The more we talk about it, the more we communicate openly and honestly about it, the more we can start trusting each other. The more we start trusting each other, the more we can start building and growing with each other. So that's what we're here to talk about with the Hidden Truths Podcast. Be sure to check us out and subscribe. We're available on all social media platforms and all listening platforms. Hidden Truths Podcast. For today's community spotlight, I want to shout out my man Rick McFadden. He has opened up a after-school STEM program in Lincolnton County, that is here in North Carolina. The website is dexperience.com, the letter D, then experience without the E.com. So what he's doing is more so teaching an after-school program / summer program to teach kids about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, robotics, music composition, mathematics, the whole nine yards, things that are really needed within the generation that we're in now. Everything is technology-based, technology-driven, and it's something that the brother's been very passionate about. I've been knowing him for a good, probably close to 10 years now. So for those in the Charlotte and surrounding areas, be sure to check him out. Rick McFadden, dexperience.com. So Jay, what's the good word for today, my brother?
Gotta clear right. My throat for this. I don't want no interruptions for this.
Sound like a 90s hip-hop song.
Well, today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic that is probably on the minds of everybody, and it's dating in 2019. Ooh, something I really am interested in, some hearing the different ideas of different folk. But today, let's get our lovely guest in the house, and we will start to my right. Please tell the lovely guest of the podcast world who you are.
My name is Kamari.
Hey, Kamari.
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing?
All right, and I'm Erica.
Erica, you don't get done because you returning guest.
I am a returning guest.
And we love the show we had you on. So thank you for coming back with us. Thank
oh,
you, thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Thank
I'm
you.
Happy to be here. I'm no ready. Problem.
And now we have another returning guest.
Hello, it's Nita Sweet.
Oh, my sister. Hey, my homie.
Nita Sweet is here.
It's homie. Here.
Cake. So for indeed. All those who don't know, oh, go ahead.
Oh, and I had to, introduce Mr. No Excuses over there, too,
Oh, man, I need no introductions. Everybody know me in these streets. So for those who don't know, Nita has the best cake ever.
What do you mean?
Red velvet carrot cake.
You got to clarify. I didn't know,
So that's where we're going today.
We're going to take it today.
Okay, we're going to take it there. Okay, so backstory, first time we ever met, she brought red velvet and carrot cake. I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know I like carrot cake until I had her carrot cake. Most cakes I've ever had outside of hers, they usually turn dry after about a day. Not this one. So if you're looking for some moist, and yes, I did say moist with M-A-W-S-T.
Spell it.
Moist. If you're looking for some moist cake, she's the one to go to. And she also does hair, so...
Hey, real quick, can we get a way for anybody that wants to, shout you out and get some of that moist cake?
Yeah, they can send a message to me on Instagram. My Instagram is, what is it? New Me So Free. I almost forgot. And it's spelled out. New Me So Free. You can send me a message or email me at nitasweets@gmail.com.
And just to let y'all know, I've had some of her different cakes, carrot cake, red velvet, and they are so tastefully delicious. So please definitely hit it up and let her know.
Sound like a leprechaun. They're tastefully delicious.
Anyway, let's get this going. So look here. This topic is very hitting to some folk. Now, dating in 2019. Now, let's understand that this is a different world we live in. Dating's not the same as when, our parents used to date and, they would go out. Dating goes back to when, back in the day, people would...
They used to court.
Yeah, court. I mean, they will come in. I never forget, I learned this in school. They will come in and they will say, hey, I'm going to leave y'all two in the room, wrap y'all in some blankets, and make y'all eat blueberries. So one of the people eat blueberries.
Hold on. Whoa.
Hear me out. This is just some history real quick on dating.
That means it must be some shit.
See, y'all got to listen. So what happens is they will wrap them in blankets and the girl would eat blueberries. So what would happen is when they come out the room, if the guy has blueberries on his mouth, they can see they were kissing and doing something. See, it's called history, guy. Read your history books, guy. But then you come up to our day and age where, you know, we don't have to worry about it. The only thing we do is text and send videos and stuff like that. It's a different world now. You know, dating is not the same as it used to be. It's not where people stay together for 25 years. It's just different. Dating is so different. So I'm going to start off real quick to my lovely right here. And what do you think about dating, miss? What is your aspect on it?
It's a struggle.
Ooh, good word. Great word.
Seriously.
So why do you say that? What makes it a struggle these days?
Because of, I would say, like the 2019 topic, but I think social media has made things so much worse.
True. That's very true.
How so?
People have these like
false
unrealistic expectations. Social media is just giving them too much of, let's say, not reality.
I mean, you look at it from like a men's standpoint. If you look at like social media, we see nothing but nakedness online, and we thinking that every girl we talk to is going to be the same type of person that is too, when it's not the truth. I don't know if y'all agree, but that's what men see. We see a lot of that. So when we see these Instagram, what we call Instagram models, that's always showing off their body and stuff, that's kind of what a lot of guys expect to see in the world where they're dating women too, which is actually very false. What is your perception of it?
So I don't know. Like, well.
Oh, dating period. Not
dating
just,
period. Yeah, dating well, period. I'm sorry. I think for me, when I think about dating, I don't think it's. But mind you, now my style of dating is a little different.
I was about to come for you. I was waiting.
My style of dating is a little different.
Like, so what's your style of dating?
So my thing is, I believe in getting to know someone, right? So if we're going out, I'm not interested in going to Eddie V's. I don't need you to take me to Ruth Chris. I don't need to go to any of those places. First of all, I'm vegan anyway, so I can't really. You're vegan, okay? Ooh. So for me, I'm thinking, let's go to Amelie's, have a cup of tea, let's sit down and have a conversation. If you cannot communicate with me, no thank you. To me it's just a little different. And actually, because I'm in the vegan community, oftentimes you get to meet people just platonically before you start considering like dating somebody.
So you only date vegans? That's so unfair.
No, well, now yeah, that is true.
See?
Now, see? Now it's the case. But I'm saying, but before, I mean, if my thing is, if somebody's trying, because I do understand in our community, most people aren't, you know, vegan really isn't a thing. You know, they're like, let me get some fried chicken. No, but today, if you're open to it and if you're, hey, let's watch What the Health. Can you check that out? And let me know what you think. Now, after you see that and you're still like you want some ribs and you don't see the benefit in eating healthier, it doesn't have to be vegan. Then we're not vibrating on the same frequency.
So it's
some
not
chicken?
So it's not necessarily that you exclusively date vegans, but you are intentionally looking for somebody who lives a healthy lifestyle.
Correct. Because for me, absolutely. I'm not just looking to date somebody for us to just hang out. Like, I'm looking to build with someone.
Intentional dating.
So that's not what I heard, though. When you said that, you were saying that you would show somebody, which I've seen, for example, you said asking somebody to watch What the Health and see what their ideas are. But you also said if they came back out to watch that and still ate chicken, that
not just
fried chicken.
It's not just eating chicken. Okay. It's my thing is if you don't see the value in eating healthier. So I don't expect for you to watch and say, oh my gosh, I'm vegan, I'm plant-based. But if you're like, oh, you know what? I can see some valid points in that. Maybe, you know, I should cut back on pork or beef or whatever the situation is.
Oh, that's,
we can work.
I can understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
You're saying slight changes. You don't have to do the major drastic.
No.
I got you.
That's unrealistic. That's you know,
well, women have some unrealistic type things sometimes, but we
now
just saying, you
speak
know,
on it. So do men, hallelujah.
what?
Hush up
about
you.
So
coming in a Honda.
Coming from y'all side of things, what unrealistic things do y'all think men have? I'm going all off topic. Ooh. Let's get this. What unrealistic.
How much time do you have?
Let's see if we can work it in.
Okay.
We have 44 minutes.
Okay, so let me start with the top three. All right, so men.
Hold up. You actually got a top three?
I have a top three. Like it. Let's and that get just it. Came off the dome. Let's let me go. See how this goes. All right. So the first thing is when you have a woman that is ambitious and she's a builder, she's worked, she has a business, she's managing. She's building. So some men will think, oh, well, I want a woman who's ambitious and has dreams and has a business, you know, but I also want a woman to be at home and to cook and clean. And so I'm like, oh,
Sally Homemaker.
Like, come on. There are only so many hours in a day. That's true. If you don't want to do nothing, that's a problem. And also, I think some men, they expect for a woman to be perfect, but they want for her to be accepting of their imperfections. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
That's two. Yeah.
That's two. So the third thing, I think, we all have trauma that we're dealing with, right? Everybody has trauma that they've dealt with, and not something like, you know, something. It's more so about how you were raised and how you learned how to love. And I think it's important to be able to unpack that with someone and not just assume that somebody is, like, if they're screaming, well, maybe they didn't understand. Maybe in their family, that's how they communicated. Everybody was loud and boisterous. But I think with men, they're expecting for a woman to come to them completely together. But they want for the woman to sit down with them and unpack their issues and accept them for who they are in many cases. So
what about, Nita, what about you? What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on the question I asked about how men don't give like women do, or what do we not give? What do we not?
I think as far as men go, I think women come into the dating scene already prepared to give they all.
Oh, I definitely
and
disagree. Okay.
Women,
I
men.
Oh, I'm about to be the devil's advocate. Oh, okay. I hope he got my back. Yeah. There's three of y'all here today.
And men come in looking for a woman to accept him as he is, flaws and all. And then when she does, he's not ready to grow. So she gets left behind in the dirt. And then the other thing is the unrealistic expectations as stated before with social media. Here you have this ideal image, but that's a smoke screen. That's not natural. Or you got to do the trade-off stuff where you find somebody who has a great mind but may not be physically perfect for you. So you got to learn the trade-off on what you're willing to give and take and what's really acceptable. So you really got to find yourself, because a lot of time what I think that happens when people date is a whole lot of projection. Mm-hmm. Well, you're projecting your insecurities on someone else.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's not fair. So a lot of people mess up a good thing because you're not realizing your own downfalls. You know, you don't realize until you get out there in the dating game and realize, oh damn, she bad, but she dumb as hell.
So I'm not gonna say anything until I go around the room and get all the women's opinion. I'm gonna make sure I get everybody's opinion first before I speak on it. But that's some real comment you just said.
Okay.
That was real. I just wanna make sure you're done. I ain't cutting nobody off this time.
Ain't done.
I wasn't cutting off.
And then the side of the game is for women, what I've experienced, especially with dating apps, that's like the devil's playground. Because I've done the dating apps, and it's been to where I've met guys who put on the front and say they this and that and the third, and they not. I've met guys who said they taller than what they is, and they really midgets. I've met guys who think just because they got a nice car and a nice job, they can just touch me on the first date. Like, it's been ridiculous. Oh, so for me, if I were ever to give a woman advice on dating, I say stay away from the dating apps, because we intrinsically know when we meet a guy or not whether we're interested in him or not. So just get out more,
hang out with vegans.
What about you, madam? What would you say? Is there anything you want to add to this list? This list is getting kind of long here.
The list is so accurate from what I've heard already, but I think one of the biggest ones is the imperfections, or that you have to come perfect. They, a lot of, like you said, a lot of women, we come ready to build, or we come just ready to give our all, and there we are expected to do that. Most men, nine times out of ten, are not really ready to reciprocate that. Is she has to come boom, XYZ, is this, it's not, that's one of the biggest ones I noticed.
So
like everybody goes through something, everybody has some type of issue.
We're
all adults here. You have to be ready to work with someone that's not.
Even though we're all adults, everybody doesn't act like an adult.
True.
That's true.
That is true.
Now, E, I don't know if you're going to be on this side of the fence or you want to help me, but I'm about to go against what is, you know, the women's side. I got to be the devil's advocate on the show today. So if you can be with me, or you can go with the pretty lady. How you want to do it?
Well, you know, I'm always on the side of truth and the realness. So
what you think, E? What is your comments here?
As far as it relates to dating in 2019?
Yeah.
I think the convenience of technology has watered down the authenticity of actually and genuinely getting to know someone. When you can just swipe left, swipe right, or just put a couple words in a text, hey, let's meet up, and then I'm gonna smash and dash, well then you no longer actually have to communicate with somebody and get to know them. So it waters down the expectation of what dating is actually about. Like you said, Erica, is supposed to be about getting to know someone, but now you no longer have to get to know someone in order to get whatever it is that your goal is, whether it's just sex or whether it's a marriage or a relationship, whatever the case may be. You no longer have to physically get to know somebody to do that. And it's always been interesting in my dating experience, just being able to have a conversation blows women's minds. And to me, it's like, I'm just having a conversation. Like, it's, to me, that's basic. I'm not doing anything extra. Yes. I'm really just having a conversation. But for a lot of women, it blows their mind because they run across so many guys who don't know how to have a conversation. They don't know how to get anything past, well, what's your favorite movie? Where are you from? What do you do? You know, it's like a basic interview. But when you start diving deeper, a lot of guys freeze up because even though my lack of conversation might not work on you, there's a million other fish in the sea on Tinder or whatever dating app that you're using that it does work on. So a lot of the convenience of technology waters down the pond of selections that we have for dating.
So my thing about women, and this is not every woman, so if y'all want to send me like hate messages after this, but women got to understand that there's a lot of things that y'all do and y'all might not know y'all do that actually turn you away from finding the guys that y'all really need to find. For one, the list. Don't act like y'all don't know what the list. We've had this conversation in the last podcast. Yeah.
Dating requirements.
Yes. Did we not, Eric? Do you not remember our last conversation we had on it? And we talked about how.
I'll let you finish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of times women have these lists that are so set in stone that they miss out on the guys that they really want to be with or date or just get to know. Does anybody in this room have a list besides Erica? Hold on. Well, Erica's real. That's why I like her on here. But what about y'all two? Y'all don't have a list?
I wouldn't say I have like a strict list.
It always happens like that. Every time a woman says, they say, I wouldn't say I have a list. But that means you have a list.
Not
if you say you wouldn't, either you do or you don't. Which one is it?
No. I should have one.
Yeah, that's a good one. But that's a good way to put it.
It just depends on who I meet and how that goes.
Do you have an age requirement? And there goes the first thing on the list.
I haven't thought about it, but I would prefer 30 and up.
Okay, do you have a height requirement?
There
goes number two on the list.
How tall are you?
Do I need to kick on?
I used to.
Used to?
I would want somebody taller than me. But now I'm realizing the pool is so small, I may encounter somebody that I really like that may be shorter than me.
See, if podcast were, y'all couldn't see her praying just now, but she was praying for a tall brother.
I've always been tall. Sorry, but
my whole point is that yes, you do deserve what you like, but at the same time, is it really what you need?
Gotta be realistic, yeah.
Because what you need may be that short dude that may be older or younger or whatnot, but he may treat you the world. These tall dudes out here that you want, like, man, you know how many other people want tall dudes? I'm a dime a dime. Let me go get them. And not picking on you, just saying that list that I feel like most women have is what you really, really would like. I really would like $1 million, but I take $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I know what I need to survive. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of women don't want to go what they need to survive. They want to go for the gold. And I mean, that's just my thing on how I think women do things sometimes. Now, there are some women that have lists that are actually realistic to me, mm-hmm. that go with their lifestyle. Like, can you have a job? Because I need somebody to support us along with me supporting them. To me, that's a realistic list item. Not, you know, hey, I'm getting a job next week. Can I chill at the crib? I hate when I hear women say this. My boyfriend dropped me off today. Why? In your car? Why do women allow this to happen?
Not your business.
So
that ain't me, but I'm just saying.
Can we not have a list? Because I have a list, but it sounds like what you're saying is a woman can have a list, but the type of things that she has on the list concerns you. So
I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
How tall are you, Jimmy?
Who, me? I'm not the tallest in the bunch, but when I stand on my personality, I'm taller than everybody I know. These young ladies here are probably going to agree. If y'all meet a guy with a personality that you really like, can stand up above sometimes the looks that may not be just that attractive, that height that you just can look over.
Women can overlook that, but men can't.
True.
So that's not true. We can be everything you need. But if we don't meet that one requirement that you got, it's X.
The difference between a woman and a man, if a woman meets a guy that she's not interested in, she automatically says no, correct? She'd be like, nah, I'm cool. I'm going to go with somebody else. A man, sad to say, he's going to put on the roster. He may not be number one, but he'll be on the roster. And that's the wrong, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. That's what men do. Men don't automatically turn a woman down just because, oh, she ain't tall enough, she ain't thick enough. A lot of times, just put on the roster, I, you know, keep her around. That's just kind of like the game, since we're going to be real here.
Because my thing is, like, when it comes to when we were talking about, like, the list, there are certain things that are important to me that are basic. It's just like a job description. There are some things that a company must have, which are basic qualifications. Like, maybe it says, like, hey, you need to have a high school diploma, 1 or 2 years of experience. And desired qualifications may be you being 6 feet tall or whatever, all this other stuff. But I think that every woman needs to have basic qualifications, like things that are important to them, whether that's dealing with like character, integrity, whatever it is that's absolutely important to you. So, and if a person doesn't meet those basics for me, then, I mean, I wish them well, but it's not somebody that I want in my life to build with, because I'm not looking to swipe left and right and just kind of hang out with somebody. I'm looking to build.
Do you think those basics are sometimes not basics? Do you think some people feel like they're basic, but they're really not?
For some women, yeah, for sure. I think there are some women who may have some basic qualifications that may be, you know, kind of the where it's like, oh, they have to make X amount of money, but when they don't even make that much amount of money, you know what I mean? It's like they're asking for somebody to have a 750 credit score, but their credit score is like 300. So it's like, instead of being so focused on the other person, the other guy having all these things, spend that time getting yourself together so that then you're in a position to receive that man when he comes, so both of y'all can do some things.
Hey, what's on your list?
As far as requirements?
Yeah, you got one?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Everybody should have a criteria, as we all do for anything else in life. We have a criteria or a list of requirements for the type of food we like, for the type of neighborhood we want to live in, for where we want our kids to go to school. So we should have a list of requirements for the person that we're looking to build our future with. So what are those list of requirements for E? First of all, you have to
gotta
some...
cook. I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not going to put this in no specific order, but that is one of them. You got to be able to cook, or at least willing to learn to cook. And I'm 34, so if you can't cook by now, then I'm like, what have you been doing with your life?
What about if they at least try?
I'm cool. I can work with try. Okay, that's cool. I can work with some try, you know, with anything.
But see, the bend and take. You said he bends a little. I like that you bend a little.
What don't you bend on?
Anybody who...
At least finish his list? She said, it's important. What don't you bend on?
So let me finish going through my list, and then I'll go through what is a non-negotiable. You have to be open-minded and willing to try different things, because I get bored quickly. So if you just want to Netflix and chill every day, I'm going to get bored very quickly with that. So I like somebody who's open-minded, active, likes to try different things to not only stimulate physically, but mentally as well. You have to have some hustle and ambition about you. That is very attractive to me in a woman, somebody who has drives, goals, and ambition. You don't necessarily have to go to the four-year college and have the corporate job, but if you have drive, ambition, and goals, and you're working towards something, I can work with that. You got to be fit. You have to have some level of fitness about you. You know, that's my thing. I'm, you know, Mr. No Excuses, so that's one thing that I'm about. Now, granted, I'm not expecting women to have the Instagram model body or whatever, but similar to what you were saying, Erica, you have to have some level of inclination to want to live a healthy lifestyle. So the non-negotiables would be anything that's the opposite of what I just said. Plain and simple.
There it is.
But I want to bring it back. I want to bring it back full circle, because we're talking about dating in 2019. So one of the things that I'm curious about is what, in you all's opinion, has changed between maybe 5 to 10 years ago versus dating now. And Erica, I'll start with you.
Yeah, so I think communication is a big thing. And I know some people don't like text message, like communication. Some people, I think if you have a combination, then it's good. But if you're dating somebody and all they do is text, and when you call them, they don't answer, that's a problem. But for me, I think in today's environment where we're so busy and we're able to be accessed by so many things, I know for me personally, like, I manage a lot. Like, my days are crazy. So if I'm thinking about somebody, I may only have time to send a text. I may not be able to have a 15-20 minute conversation, you know? So I think the communication is different. Now, social media, sending people IG, you know, DMs and all this other kind of stuff, which could potentially lead to some other things, which we may touch on later on. But I think the biggest thing is how we communicate with each other. Yeah.
Do you find it when you meet somebody that you, if you met somebody today, would mm-hmm. you want them to call you the first time they communicate with you? Or would you be mad, or would you be upset if they text you the first time? Does it matter?
No, I'm not that difficult. Like, you know, because I understand we all have things that we're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm also the person that understands that we have our own lives. Like, I don't expect for somebody to finance me or whatever because we're dating. You know, it's like those conversations that you see people having where they're like, oh, well, you know, this person has to do this, this person has to do that. So when it comes to communication, I don't mind a text, because as long as we're having a conversation on the phone too. You see, like, I'm okay with the mix. If all you're doing is text messaging me, we're not going to communicate long. Like, I'll probably block you or something because I don't have time. Just saying.
What about you, Ms. Kamari?
To me now, no one really wants to take the time to get to know people. It's just instant or nothing. It's just...
What do you mean? Can you be more specific?
I guess, like, the whole courting thing, that's something that does not happen anymore. That would be nice if it were, but it's just not.
And I think let me piggyback on that real quick. I think one of the reasons that is because we live in a right now society where mm-hmm. everything is about convenience. Mm-hmm. If I want something, from the store, or, you know, if I see something that I want, well, I don't have to go to the store and get it. I can just have it delivered to me. Mm-hmm. I no longer have to wait for anything. Technology has made things so convenient to us to where I can have everything right now at the tip of my fingertips, or with Amazon Prime, 2 days at a minimum or at a maximum, excuse me.
Very true.
So the same thing exists with dating. I don't want to have to wait. You know, we live in an impatient society. Mm-hmm. So dating is no different. I want the end result right now. I want the end goal without having to go through the journey of getting to that goal. So that translates also into the dating game as well. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to cut you off there, but that kind of hit my mind when you said that. What else did you have as far as what's changed between then and now?
Your list.
You stuck on that list.
Oh, yeah.
But what's changed, though?
the communications, social media, just those are the biggest ones right now.
So
to me, I don't
go ahead. I was just gonna say, so did you, I know y'all keep talking about Miami on my list, but what about that, like, did you used to look for other things at a younger age that you don't look for now? Like, did you kind of grow up and be like, you know what, I really don't need that, I really would rather have this because this is more important to me and somebody I'm looking for?
Somewhat, but I would say not much. Okay. I'm a simple person, but
everybody says that.
But no, I'm so serious. Like, I haven't been, here we go with the list thing, I haven't been like, it's got to be this amount of money, this this car, this job. I've never been like that. So now, what I would be looking for now is more of a real connection, because dating with intention, yeah, things are definitely different as far as that. As far as looking for a relationship to grow and build.
Do y'all feel like relationships are like getting older? And what I mean by that, like, people are dating older in age now. You know, like, our parents probably got married older. I mean, younger.
Absolutely.
You know, by like 25.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Now I think it's more single people in their 30s, 100%. Late 30s, yep. Early 40s.
Yep.
And dating like they're in their early years. So
only because people really don't know what they want until they get older. They don't know what they want until they get older.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into college, you don't really know what you want to major in until you go into those courses and be like, hey, this ain't really what I want.
I ain't know what I wanted to major in until now. I've been out of
college. You know what I'm saying? So it's that. And I think for me, the biggest thing that I've discovered in dating is people do not want to admit their baggage. For me, I'm a single woman. I don't have kids. So if you got three kids, why would I want to date you? You already got your situation laid out for you. So why would I want to do that? Why would I want to date you? Why would I want to date you if you're not where you need to be at the age you're supposed to be? And not saying societal expectations, but I wouldn't want to deal with a guy who's close to 30 and he doesn't have a career.
I think sometimes with men anyway, I think that they don't understand how to take what they consider maybe a negative and just live it. They don't know how to live their truth. Something E says all the time, living your truth. So if you have three kids and that's something that happened in your life, if you live it, maybe more women will be understanding that you're being honest about, you know. So if a guy came to you and was like, hey, I do have three kids, but I'm living, I'm taking care of my kids. Isn't that better than hiding it from you when you first meet?
Either way it go, I wouldn't want to deal with it.
So in this, I want to say something about that. Like, as far as kind of standing in your truth, I think women and men have to create a safe space for someone to speak their truth. And I think that's what I have worked on the most, is that if I meet someone and I have an interest in them, creating an environment where they feel comfortable communicating to me what their truth is. Because if someone opens their heart and they're transparent to you and you're kind of like, you know, like dismissive, that could hurt. That could hurt. I mean, men have feelings too. You know what I mean? Men have feelings too.
Well, I think we live in a society where we're not supposed to. Like, y'all may not understand this, but a lot of people grow up making men feel like you're not supposed to cry. You're not supposed to be like that. And that's a whole nother subject. But
right.
A lot of times we don't show our emotional side because we're not grown up to show our emotional side. We've got to be hard. We got to be hard for ourselves, hard for our kids, hard for our women. So why should we show it to you?
But see, that's why I do the work to make a space that is comfortable. Like, I've had many men to tell me that you feel like peace. That part. Because man. That's it's intentional. It's intentional. Like, I intentionally create a space where they can feel comfortable with being gentle because they're still human.
How are you single then?
Because I decided that I wanted to be single until now, that now I'm ready to start dating. Because for me, I think women and men, like, we have to do the work on ourselves for us to be able to partner with somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, because we all have trauma, we all have stuff, but there's work that we can do on ourselves to prepare for someone.
I think what it all boils down to is, until both parties are ready, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do as much dating as you want to, but until you are where you need to be or the other party is where they need to be, it's not going to be a meeting of the minds. So you could be ready as a woman, to be committed and in a relationship and go that mile of getting married or having kids. But if the guy that you're dating is not there, it doesn't matter. And that's what we experience as women, is that when we get on these dating apps, these guys say they want this stuff, but what they are not admitting is that they don't. They just need somebody to fill the voids.
That's bait and switch.
Yeah,
fill the voids. There's a whole lot of fill the voids people,
right?
Whether it's men or women.
Yeah.
And we got to keep it real with that. And so until you are spiritually, emotionally, physically ready for these type of relationships, you it doesn't matter dating is not, it's the self-work that needs to be done.
We'll see.
And I don't believe in apps, so that's the whole nother thing.
Yeah,
too.
I'm done with that.
right. And that's one of the things that I noticed as well. One of the things that I want to touch on before we kind of get ready and start to bring it to a close, one of the biggest differences I noticed, maybe back, I'd say maybe 20 years ago, maybe more, you had women who were kind of looking to leech on to men for the come up.
And
nowadays, well, you still have it, but I see it.
Sorry, I don't think it's no different.
But I see it more with men now. You have men who are looking to knock a woman up just to have somewhere to stay or just to get their come up. So that's one of the big shifts.
Twist on it.
That's one of the big shifts I see in terms of dating in general. You got a lot of deadbeat men out here who, you know, Tyrone just want to come through with a D just because he ain't got no job and he needs somewhere to lay his head down.
Well, the philosophy behind a lot of those guys is so terrible. They believe that once you have a baby by somebody, you're always connected to them, which I think is stupid. But that's how they feel. They feel like, if you got my kid, I'm always going to have a connection to you.
So let me ask this question to the women before we get ready and bring it to a close. Have you had situations to where you encountered a guy who you felt maybe was trying to use you as a stepping stone? And we'll just go around robin. So I'll start with you, Erica.
I could say yes, I could see that, where someone that I dated, because I'm like an extrovert and I'm outgoing and like I know a lot of people, that they probably wanted access to my network, you know, but I'm super aware, like I can, you know what I mean? Like I could sense it. So if I don't see mutual growth in it during the month of dating, like I don't believe in dating people like 5-6 years. So if a month of dating, like I don't see mutual growth, I wish them the best.
I got a question for you. I asked everybody else, why do you think you're single? What, just
for one, I'm not really actively dating.
Oh, okay.
So that's part of the problem. So,
but why? Because of what we're talking about here today? Gotcha.
To be honest with you, yeah. And it's, to be honest, like when, like, being single now is a personal choice, mm-hmm. because I'm working on me and
great thing.
Like a journey, you know. And the thing about what you were talking about, like doing the work, most men are not, they're not going to do the work. They're just going to go from one to the next and to the next and to the next. They're not doing the work, and it's not a thing for them to do. So that's what I'm doing.
That's good though. So, admirable. Very admirable.
Yeah.
Okay. My honest opinion is the reason why I'm single is because the man that I was dealing with when we were together, he didn't realize
what
he had.
That's the time for the show today. We are up today. Thank y'all for joining us. We had some lovely conversation today.
Well, that wasn't even the question I was referring to.
But anyway, let's go ahead. We got to wrap up anyway. But great.
Well,
no, conversation.
I'll go ahead and piggyback on that. So for those who are listening, for those who are in the room, I always talk about, you know, my ex and, you know, 6-7 year relationship. So this is her. And so I always put that, the fault in that relationship on my shoulders. You know, I didn't fully appreciate what I had and who I had. And so, not to dive too deep into that, but piggybacking on what you said, Kamari, as far as doing the work and figuring out, okay, well, what is it about me that led to the decline of this relationship and other relationships? And, you know, I went to therapy, you know, did a lot of writing, did a lot of journaling, and there were a lot of revelations that came out in that process that have helped me to be a better me. So unfortunately, it took a lot of trail of tears for me to get to that point, but I have done the work and learned the lessons to become a better version of myself. And so, you know, this is why we do what we do on the podcast, because, you know, I'm not a man who sit here and, you know, I'm afraid to admit my flaws or my mistakes. You know, whenever I talk about, you know, mistakes I've made, past relationships, you know, whatever the case may be, I always start with me. Like, I never put any of the blame on anybody that I've dealt with. I start with me because I'm at the center of all that. And if everyone could take the time to really put the ego to the side and do that self-reflection and evaluate, well, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with the man or the woman in the mirror? And then figure out solutions on how to address that. Then we will have more cultivating and fulfilling encounters and relationships and purposeful and intentional dating.
I'm still trying to learn that. I'm selfish. I mean, you wrong.
Yeah. See, you started off with you. You didn't start off with me. And I tell you, like old buddy said in the movie Us, he said, when you got one finger pointing to somebody else, you got three pointing right back at you. So with that in mind, we're going to get ready and wrap it up.
Let's get some last minute thoughts from everybody in the room.
Okay, we'll start with Miss Erica.
Okay, so my final thought is that take whatever time you need to prepare yourself to date someone, and don't go looking for someone on whatever social media site. Just be in your own zone, because then you'll meet somebody and it'll be worth the wait.
I second Erica's emotions right now.
Second that emotion.
Hey. Anything from you, Mal?
Just be open. That's what I'm learning to do.
And I second it. I think everybody should give things a try that maybe you wouldn't before. Not the no job thing, but I mean, some of the other stuff.
Get your list, ladies.
Yeah, get your list. Have your criteria. be open, yes, to things that are negotiable, mm-hmm, but don't bend on your non-negotiables. And evaluate your list as well, you know, because we change, mm-hmm, as we get older, as years go on, and as experiences change. So reevaluate your list and make sure, are these needs or are these wants? Mm-hmm. And I think if everybody does that, then we will have more fruitful relationships. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hidden Truth Podcast. We always enjoy all of our listeners, all of our subscribers. Please subscribe, share, like. We always enjoy getting the comments, the feedback, because that helps us improve what we're putting out there to you all. So as always, Hidden Truth Podcast, this is Mr. New Excuses, signing out with my man Jay.
Yo.
Kings and queens, please stay up. We out.